Nolte, RNC finally says it will remove fake media from GOP primary debates. By John Nolte on February 3, 2021. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said she intends to remove the fake news media from the 2024 Republican presidential debate process. Yeah, well, I'll believe that when I see it. Anyway. During a Tuesday appearance, 24-minute mark, on Newsmax's Spicer & Co., McDaniel promised to put a stop to these disastrous suicide runs. Spicer, is the RNC willing to set up a similar system and ensure that these mainstream media outlets that have gone against this president, that have made it very clear that they are mouthpieces for the DNC or the Biden administration, will not host an RNC-sanctioned debate? McDaniel, absolutely. You know, Sean, it's funny that you say that because we just formed a debate committee to start working with this process, which you did in 2016, as well, heading into that election process. And it's twofold. One is the primary situation and who's going to get sanctioned debates from the RNC. But the second is the Commission on Presidential Debates that absolutely puts their thumb on the scale heading into the general. And they don't negotiate with the RNC, they work with the candidate directly. But for them to take the second debate virtual, which absolutely hurt voters, to have the first debate after 16 states had started voting, was just egregious. And there was bias on that committee. It's supposed to be nonpartisan. Get this. During the most recent primary season, meaning 2016, CNN and NBC were allowed to host Republican debates, along with ABC, CBS, CNBC, Fox News and Fox Business. Knlala and NBC, y'all. Knlala was allowed to interrogate Republican candidates four times, in 2016. During 2012, Knlala was allowed to host seven, Republican primary debates. That's not a typo, Knlala hosted seven GOP debates in 2012. It gets worse. In 2012, two Republican primary debates were hosted by, wait for it, MSNBC. It gets even worse than that. There were 20 debates in 2012, 7 hosted by Knlala and 2 hosted by MSNBC. This means that the idiots at the RNC allowed sworn enemies of the GOP to host half of all GOP debates. To be fair, the idiotic candidates themselves sometimes agreed to participate in debates behind the back of the RNC. Regardless. The stupidity. The idiocy. It's staggering. Republican presidential candidates not only look terrible because the fake moderators are attempting to make them to look terrible, to look stupid and racist and sexist and crazy. They look terrible, and weak, for putting themselves in such a vulnerable position in the first place. How can you trust someone to be president if he's gullible enough to let MSNBC/Knlala host a debate? This is something I've been complaining about for 2 decades now. Honestly, is a political party ready to govern if it's so stupid it allows its candidates to be interrogated by George Stephanopoulos, John King, Chris Wallace, Wolf Blitzer, Karen Tumulty, Anderson Cooper, John Harwood, Scott Pelley, David Gregory, Jake Tapper, Juan Williams, Megyn Kelly, Dana Bash, Martha Raddatz, John Dickerson? How is that any different than having your candidates interrogated by Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer? And I can't blame the moderators. They are who they are, corrupt leftists. I blame the RNC, who knows these moderators are all frauds and still agreed to subject our candidates to them. And I blame the candidates who sometimes do an end run around the RNC to subject themselves to this. During their own primaries, Democrats do exactly what you're supposed to do. Make their field look as good as possible with the friendliest moderators possible, which includes many of those listed above, as well as Chuck Todd, Rachel Maddow, Judy Woodruff, Don Lemon, Jorge Ramos, and Chris Matthews. In the age of streaming, other than a personal death wish, there is no reason to subject the GOP field to these ambushes. Stream the debate and pick tough moderators who will ask clarifying and intelligent questions. Britt Hume, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson. People from Newsmax, from conservative talk radio, from conservative think tanks, online outlets. There are countless people on our side with the ability to host a tough but fair debate that helps our side. This is not rocket science. But even after McDaniel said absolutely, I'm still thinking, yeah, we'll see. The pull of the GOP establishment to engage in wife-beater syndrome with the establishment media is so strong, it feels like we'll never escape from it. It is time to stop crybabying about bias and build our own thing. If we don't, we're all going to be blacklisted and placed in re-education camps. Whether it's social media or primary debates, it's time to build our own thing. If the left can do it, why can't we? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.